Gravitational Transitions via the Explicitly Broken Symmetron Screening Mechanism, by Leandros Paravolaropoulos et al. We generalize the symmetron screening mechanism by allowing for an explicit symmetry breaking of the symmetron φ4 potential. A coupling to matter of the form A, φ, equals 1 plus leads to an explicitly broken symmetry with effective potential VEF, φ, equals mu caret 2, 1, phi caret 2 plus phi caret 4 plus 2 f caret 3 plus eta caret 4. Due to the explicit symmetry breaking induced by the cubic term, we call this field the asymmetron. For large matter density rho greater than rho asterisk is defined as mu caret 2 m squared plus e m squared, the effective potential has a single minimum at phi equals 0, leading to restoration of general relativity as in the usual symmetron screening mechanism. For low matter density, however, there is a false vacuum and a single true vacuum due to the explicit symmetry breaking. This is expected to lead to an unstable network of domain walls with slightly different value of the gravitational constant G on each side of the wall. This network would be in constant interaction with matter overdensities and would lead to interesting observational signatures which could be detected as gravitational and expansion rate transitions in redshift space. Such a gravitational transition has been recently proposed for the resolution of the Hubble tension. This was Gravitational Transitions via the Explicitly Broken Symmetron Screening Mechanism, by Leandros Paravolaropoulos et al.